Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy. Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Nothing hey, yet, Steiny.
I got a message for an NFL head coach.
You got a message for one?
Yeah.
NFC or AFC?
NFC. I'm going to tell him.
Cardinals.
No, don't. Here's what I'm going to tell him. Do not be too hard on yourself. You're an NFL coach. You did what you thought was right, and that's football. Do not beat yourself up, Dan Quinn.
Yeah, man, what a difference a year makes, huh?
Quinn said he had Jaden Daniels in. They were down, what, 38-7? Late?
Yeah, he
owned it. I mean, does it matter?
So, let me, like, honest to goodness, I got a principle here. Why should a guy come out of the game when they're losing?
So what happened does not happen.
He
lived for another day.
New.
Steiny, stop.
Nope. You don't reward that by pulling him off the field. You say, see if you can get a quarter, see if you can get a touchdown late.
No.
Don't be hard on yourself, Dan Quinn.
You look in the sky and say the football gods are asking me, what does a smart coach do? Call the dogs off. We're getting our ass kicked.
He needs reps.
And let's focus on this, Steiny. Stop.
Jaden Daniels needs reps.
How about how those reps look now?
Hey.
There you go.
It's a vicious game. If you don't want to play it,
and that's why you come out.
Nope.
You know. You don't even believe it.
I do believe it.
So if the Niners are getting hammered this weekend, they're down, 38-7.
Make them stick it out.
You just keep running McCaffrey.
Yes, absolutely.
Just leave Kittle
back
in there.
In
fact, let's put Brock Purdy back in because he needs reps.
Well, when do you take a guy out?
When it's over. And you know you got no chance on winning.
Okay.
He was already banged. Hold on, Stan. He was banged up. Let's take our prized possession out.
What was the score going into the fourth quarter? Do you know offhand?
It doesn't matter.
And it still was over then. I'm about to tell you, it doesn't matter.
They're down 28-0 at
half. It's just like, no, this is just like an official. Dan Quinn is like a referee. And this is a
38-7 going into
this
the
is
four.
A coach, okay, who wants to get thrown out. And the ref goes, no, I'm not throwing you out. You got to stick this out.
Nah.
You got us into this mess. You're finishing the game.
And what's negligence about it? Worse, Evan, hand the ball off if you're going to be out there calling quarterback runs.
Try to score.
What are you doing?
Hit the over.
And how do you look now? You got to apologize.
He might didn't lose have his to. Job.
He might lose his
Actually,
gig.
Actually,
they are a
no,
mess.
I didn't see an apology.
Oh,
I just saw, I get that. I've been thinking about it nonstop, too.
I bet you
and
have.
And, man, I missed it. That's 100% on me. I don't see I'm sorry.
Well, 100%.
I don't even see I'd never do it again.
No, 100%.
Right.
Well, yeah,
well,
you might not have had a chance.
Well, let's go to our favorite head coach. The 49ers were up 34-24 with a minute and a half left.
I fielded some calls. Yeah, I fielded some calls on McCaffrey.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Well, you said the difference is losing versus winning.
Yeah, and one got away with it. It didn't come back to bite Kyle in the ass.
Well, come on.
It's also a two-score game compared to a four-score game.
Stoney, four scores ago. Come on, man. This thing was over. What are you doing, Danny?
Who does, like, you ain't a made man, Jaden Daniels. Get to the playoffs once. He needs the reps. That team's a mess.
He just came back from
injury. And that's why he should have been.
You got to put him through the ringer. And he can't hold up.
Shout out Bill Simmons. Dude, you're trolling.
I'm half trolling. Yeah.
I think
half trolling.
Everything's, Evan, you tell me if you disagree, that Dan built up with last year's magical season, and it was. I'm not saying he's on the hot seat, but what if I said he went and bought some matches? Because I don't know where this thing is going. But, dude, you can't have him out there. You just said that he was hurt, Evan. Yeah.
They've won a ton of one-score games. That's why they were in the position they were last year. And they won those one-score games because of who was playing quarterback. You'd think you'd want to prioritize the only reason for your team being in the NFC Championship game last year.
Man, Stanley, come on. Sometimes you got to have foresight.
Well, okay, the bottom line is McCaffrey was in a two-score game with a minute and a half.
But he didn't get hurt.
Right, he didn't get hurt, but the principle is the same.
But even
like,
a two-score
all coaches
game.
Are the same.
But this was a four-score. This was a blowout.
Right, and clearly he kept Daniels in the game because he thought he stunk and needed to work on stuff, and I'm serious.
No. That's gone too far.
Well, you know
100%
what?
100% on me, meaning there was an error.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That
this is the NFL.
100% on me is more than sorry.
When was the last time you heard a head coach say, I'm sorry?
And he did with 100% on me.
No, he didn't.
What's that mean? I'm sorry.
Means it's his fault, but he's not apologizing for it.
Oh, he will.
No, he won't. He didn't.
And that was a gruesome fluke injury.
And listen, here's the thing about you, Goo.
Don't make it about me.
Stop. Like, you're smarter than you're acting right now. You're smart. And for you to say, well, the difference is McCaffrey didn't get hurt. Come on, the principle's the same. We're playing guys late in games that are over.
We've done this for Kyle going back to Pittsburgh a couple years ago.
So is it okay? It's okay for Kyle not to win?
No, the point is one got caught, the other didn't. So there's nothing to see here.
Yes, there is, Goo.
And Kyle's been doing this his whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. So give me the Kyle version of Jaden Daniels in the game too long, come back to bite your ass.
Mykel Williams.
Okay, I was just about to go there.
There you go.
But
Mykel Williams.
Danny, you're wrong.
But I don't believe Mykel Williams should be out of that game.
No, that's the guy that should have been getting the reps. But, you know, I didn't want to come here and say that. But this was negligence. This is your star quarterback, and he was banged up, Steiny. The game's over. Call the dogs off. Get the reps.
The fact that you can't draw a parallel, not even a parallel. I'm not saying it's the exact same thing, but that you can't see the parallel of what Shanahan has often done. Like, you can't rip Dan Quinn and then not and say, well, like, Kyle gets away with it. Like, they have the same theory, and the theory is we're keeping our guys in until the final horn.
Well, up in Houston wasn't it?
That would have been Mykel Williams. Yeah, I just said it. Yeah. There it is.
I'm just saying, different gravity, obviously. He's a rookie. I'm buying the reps on that one, you know, that he needs all the reps. But I get you. But how many calls have we fielded to where people have ripped Kyle and said he needs to apologize? It's different. And I'm being honest.
McCaffrey, you're right. McCaffrey didn't get hurt, but that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of – I saw a lot of people asking why.
Oh, I fielded calls.
Okay. Well,
personally, like, okay. I'm like, well.
So he's flirting with disaster.
What if they're both wrong?
That's fair.
But one,
let's leave it there.
Well.
And here's the other thing.
One's dealing with their wrong, and the other is right, because if he was wrong, he still ain't got convicted of it. You know what I mean? It's like the commercial where the kid is a fake commercial. Hey, ref, the ball went out on me. That we know.
It's not even close to that's a terrible analogy.
You want me to come down Kyle's road for something that didn't happen, and I will not do it.
I just said Mykal Williams. And you stand there.
No, you said McCaffrey first.
Okay, well, I'm saying Mykal Williams.
Yeah. He doesn't play quarterback.
Christian McCaffrey is the MVP of the San Francisco 49ers.
Correct.
He's their most important player. They went nowhere without him last year. This year they have action. He was in a game that many felt he shouldn't have been in.
But it was two scores.
But you
this
won't
was 38
go down,
to 7.
You won't go down Kyle's
no,
road.
No, Stoney.
And I get it.
You're up 31
I
in
get
the Quinn scenario.
Yeah.
Call the dogs off, Daniel.
What about Shanny? What about Shanny?
It was a two-score game.
Yeah, exactly, with a minute
and there
and
was
half.
Still some risk involved.
What's the question?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what? The bottom line is they're all the same. The coaches are all the same. They're all the same. They're going to play guys as long as they possibly can.
Actually, that's a good point. Carter just said in the Chicago game, I think the Bengals were down like damn near three scores with a minute 40 left and still almost
they
won the game.
They came back and took the lead.
Okay, so then what? That's why Daniels was playing.
Hey, okay, come on.
No, I'm being
Danny
honest.
Told you
I'm half trolling. I'm not full trolling.
But he said it was on him.
It was on him, and just like if McCaffrey would have gotten hurt, it would have been on Shanahan. Yeah,
and we probably would have got the same thing.
Here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The bottom line is
I was wrong.
Kyle Shanahan did something kind of similar and has done things very similar to keeping guys in too long. This isn't the first time
we've
talked about it. This is a team also, yes or no, that's been devastated by injury. So you could make a case, Shanny, of all the coaches, should be more concerned with protecting a guy late in a two-score game.
Well, I have no problem with anything you said, but I will not let you equate this what almost could have happened and what happened to Mykal Williams to what Evan said, your prized possession and your hotshot quarterback, who Stoney was coming off of injury.
And he's no more of a hotshot quarterback than McCaffrey is a hotshot running back. It's the same thing. McCaffrey, Jaden Daniels is the MVP of the Washington Commanders, and Christian McCaffrey is the MVP, and they were both in late games that had been decided.
But you got to give me this. One, there was an accident, and then there was an almost accident. They're not the same.
Yes, they are.
McCaffrey left the game upright.
It's okay. Just say you're rewarding a team that got lucky over a team that was unfortunate.
Well, what's the reward? No, I'm
the
just telling you
what
happened.
The reward is McCaffrey didn't get hurt.
Yeah, and Kyle's done this. I'm not saying it's right when he's done it. But the Williams one, if anybody wanted to say the reps, as you brought up, Stoney, that was the one I'm like, let the youngster eat and feast and pin his ears back is sad. But Jaden Daniels had no business, Stoney, in that game. And it missed,
why not?
Because it was a blowout,
right,
and he was already hurt.
Was he a factor why they got blown out? Was he good or bad in that game?
Well, Seattle was better, and he didn't play defense. They couldn't stop Seattle, Washington.
How many points did they score?
They had 7.
Okay. Well, I think somebody needs to get reps.
Now, this is the trolling part.
Yeah, that's pretty high school.
Yeah. Come on, Stoney.
I'm just telling you all the coaches are the same.
If Dan Quinn wouldn't have had to give me this. This was so bad as leaving him in there and him being injured, I think in some places a coach could get fired for that.
Okay. And what if McCaffrey would have gotten hurt? You would not say, a guy could get fired for that.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I called for Kyle's
hell, he
job.
Did it to Trey Lance.
And what did your boy do? I called for his job. I called for his resignation.
Yeah, that did not age well.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. And
that was, man, I didn't like how we treated Trey on that. But they're not.
Here's my point. Jaden Daniels ain't good enough to come out of the game when he struggles.
Yes. He's pretty good.
Yes. Stoney,
he's too young.
He took him to the NFC Championship year one.
Too young.
Stoney, stop.
I'm not kidding.
You troll with the best.
All these coaches are the same is what I'm saying.
No. So when are you allowed to come out of the game?
Well, that's a great question, and I'd love to discuss it.
Well, it sounds like you don't think a player should ever come out of the game, because if they're winning, then they're within range of the opponent. And if they're losing, then they deserve to be out there because of the reason they were there in the first place.
I understand the coaching mentality. They do not want to take guys out of the game. They just don't.
But if Curry was hobbled coming into a game and they're down 30.
Don't compare Jaden Daniels to Steph Curry.
I'm just saying, star player.
Do not do that.
25, he's out the game.
That is the worst analogy I've heard.
Give it to me.
Curry's 37. He's going to the Hall of Fame. This guy's got 2 years under his belt and has been struggling in year two.
No, I'm talking
about to finish out the
capacity of being the team star. And that's what Jaden Daniels is. He is the commander.
Okay. Well, guess what? He got hurt.
Yeah, but had you treated him like fine china and just said, you know what? It's over. We'll get the reps in practice.
And that's what I'm saying.
He would be up for this week.
And that's all I'm saying. No coach thinks of their players as fine china. I just don't believe coaches think that way. Let's go to Adam in Santa Rosa. What's up, Adam? Hey, Grandy, can you get me on the...
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah. You listening to this stuff. What's up, baby?
Hey.
Hey. We got like half hour for this trade to happen, right?
Yep. Yeah. Good call.
No, hey, I think it should happen. I mean, at least in the trade market, you know what you're getting. You could see it. You could look at the numbers. You know, you can't just always count on getting a number one draft pick, you know, and that working out for them staying healthy.
What do you think the Niners need, pal?
Hey, I don't
Everything.
Know. Defense.
All right.
I mean, well, we're going to get some offensive weapons back, you know, slowly but surely, right?
Yeah, yeah,
you know, we're empty on defense. We need some depth.
All right. Hey, thanks, Adam. Appreciate the call.
And Stoney, speaking of which, can you make a call? Maybe Grandy Evan. Can I get an update on Pearsall and his availability?
I can give you one of those.
Like, I'm serious. I miss watching
those calves.
Where's my boy at, Ricky? You're good when you ball.
Oh, here you go.
What's the question?
I think I can give you something.
Where's Ricky, coach?
I think you just answered your own question.
Wait. Something's going on here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With my board. I can't get it now. My board is flashing. It says insert, and there's a red thing flashing. So I must have edited. Let me go back. I'm going to hit index.
All right.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. To get it? Don't. Actually, I don't. I don't have it.
Oh, Stan, come on. Look at that. But what was the update? Ricky.
I don't know. It's,
oh, okay.
I'm sure it's 5 seconds of Kyle going, there's another new to report. Yeah, Evan, check this out.
You're going to need him this
what's,
time. Well,
what's insert mode? And don't be juvenile.
What?
There you go. Thank you, buddy.
Wow, Star Evan.
This one is one button.
This is Shanahan.
One button.
Shanahan on Pearsall.
Thank you, Evan.
You ready?
Yeah, after 10 minutes.
Listen up. It's only 5 seconds. Hey, what's up with Pearsall?
They couldn't confirm today he'd be available this week, so we'll take it day by day, but continue to evaluate him as this week goes.
Wait, what did he say at the beginning?
they couldn't confirm today he'd be available this week, so we'll take it day by day, but continue to evaluate him as this week goes.
Couldn't confirm he'll be available this week.
Oh, it all was the same thing. Double talk.
Okay.
They need him, man. And we want to watch him, but man, Steiny.
Oh, you can't play Ricky Pearsall. He might get hurt.
You're totally missing
that. He might get hurt.
Now you're being infantile. Come on, man. You take your dudes out the game. Blow out
no,
if
you
you're
don't.
Winning.
You don't take lousy players out of a game. They haven't earned it. Steph Curry's earned it. He can have a clunker. Jaden Daniels. Don't be so hard on yourself, Dan Quinn.
He said 100% on me.
And
he
no was apology.
He said that to management.
No, he said it to the press.
And the fans. And, oh, boy, I bet they're coming for his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just trying to win a game.
Niners going to make a move? 24 minutes, Donnie. Or might already be in.
I don't even know what to say.
I think they're going to make a move. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go to Manny in Union City.
The Yoon.
Hey, Manny. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Just chilling, watching the trade transactions take place.
There you go.
But, hey, Steiny, yeah. I got homework for you. Steiny, I want you to watch a movie. It's called Friday Night Lights. It's got Billy Bob Thornton in it. Watch the story of Booby Miles.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe you can equate it to your mindset on Jaden Daniels.
Good call, Manny. That's just a phenomenal call. He won't watch it, though, Manny.
Now I'm not watching it, Manny. Because it sounds to me like you're trying to snooker me.
I'll mail you the DVD, Steiny. How about that?
Is that the one where the series ended up?
Nah, not the series. The movie with Billy Bob.
But it turned into a series, is what he's talking about. Yeah.
Got a good moral lesson for you, Steiny.
Okay.
But I want to talk about the Niners, man. I'm really disappointed, like Drew said it, Drew, that sweatshirt is hurting my eyes on the YouTube.
You'll be all right, Manny.
I'm telling you right now.
You'll be all right, baby.
Congratulations. At least your team is doing something to try to add some power punch to their defense. We need a big name, and I'm really disappointed that the Niners didn't. I mean, Sauce Gardner was up for a trade, and we didn't swoop on that. I mean, even Jair Alexander got picked up. By who do you want? The Eagles.
Were you going to give up two ones for Sauce, though? Come on, Manny. What about next year's draft? Two ones?
But come on, man. We're all saying we got to be all in this year. Every year we got to be all in. And if we're we owe it to CMC, we owe it to Kittle, we owe it to the people that left, that we owe it to Debo, because he is never going to see that ring. We should have gone all in on this one, man. I mean, if Sauce was available, I would have thrown three ones on that one.
Man,
and I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of defensive names are coming off the board. Let's go and add some firepower to the offense. I mean, there's a speedy little wide receiver in Miami that we can maybe, you know, schmooze McDaniels and, you know,
the Cheetah
trading up for.
Tyreek?
No, not Cheetah. Cheetah's gone, but Jalen.
Waddle. Oh, okay.
Right? That little speedster can add some oomph to the offense. I mean, can you imagine Jalen Waddle, CMC, Kittle, and everybody else?
Manny, you still got time.
Thanks,
you got
Manny.
Me thinking.
Appreciate the
call.
Yeah,
Tyreek's out. Yeah. You got time. But if the Niners make a move, it's defense.
I don't.
But you ain't spending two ones on Gardner. My boy Reg B said he thinks Gardner fell off. But man, two ones, you ain't for the team getting you. It doesn't think you fell off. So that's there.
I got to tell you, you might not. Don't read the text line.
Don't read the text.
The Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. 925. I'm confused about why it's a crazy opinion to expect dudes to actually play. 707. Yeah. I agree, Steiny. And I want to take it to the next level. Whatever that means. The bottom line, goo. Is it Jaden Daniels, a second-year quarterback on a rookie deal? The Commanders can afford to do whatever they want with him. Oh, here's one. Steiny.
Why is he under fire? Don't let Steiny poison your mind. Evan and I and the rest of the world are right.
650, Steiny 100% right, and then right under it, Steiny with another bad take.
If this were Brock Purdy, Steiny, the phone lines would break. Trying to come for Kyle's head.
I want to know how Brock Purdy got us in a 38-7 hole.
The defense part
Please.
Of it.
Oh, how come we only scored seven?
Because everybody's hurt. I only got Debo to throw to.
Well, then don't bring him back. Seriously.
Stein, you remember that Christmas Day game? The one that everyone seems to reference all the time?
Man. Yeah, vaguely.
You remember who finished that game?
Brock Purdy?
Nope.
Right, because they coddle him.
Sam Darnold.
You are the...
Right. They coddled.
So Kyle does take people out.
Well, here's why he did contract year.
Because it was 38-7.
See, now he's paid.
This makes me smile. I can see you in a courtroom.
I'm just telling you.
You're trolling.
Nope. You can't tell me that San Francisco 49er, if you're going to take that view, then San Francisco 49er fans have every right to get on Kyle Shanahan for him keeping his stars in.
Okay, let's do this. Let's just boil it down to you and I. I know we got to go.
Yeah,
if you were Dan Quinn, wouldn't you take Jaden out if you knew he was hurt already?
Honest to God, I'd need to know more.
That he was already dealing with some stuff. The game's a blowout. You're losing. Take him out.
Why? Why not?
So he doesn't get hurt.
What about getting better?
You do that in practice.
No, you don't. And nope. Oh, right.
You're touchdown.
You can't get better at practice. You got to play.
Heidi, you don't believe
that. I do believe that. You don't. Now all of a sudden you get better at practice. You don't need playing time.
Go to break.
What about Kuminga? No, just.
I can't wait for
I will go to break, but I'll go to break because I want to go to break right now. All right. That segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Kind of. In Los Toro. Hey, cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.